It's a rainy Friday on October 29, 2010. Here's some Oroville news and announcements and a weather report. Today it's cloudy with 60% chance of rain, northeasterly winds 21 kilometers per hour, a high of 29 degrees, and a low down to 25 tonight. Pretty much the same for the foreseeable future as, hey, we're now into the monsoon season. Get those trees into the ground now. Not to be missed, Nuria sings a concert of jazz standards accompanied by Matt on piano, Keith on bass, and Suresh on drums at Sri Aurobindo World Center for Human Unity on Saturday, 30th of October, 8 p.m. That's tomorrow night. There will be a number of people from the early years who recall Ivar, who started Isayambalam School back in 1979. Isayambalam continues. Its teaching is organized around methods having the capacity to solve learning difficulties in each and every subject for any normal student from preschool level to eighth standard. Further, the essence of these practices of teaching consists of educational principles from Sri Aurobindo and the Mother. Learning needs in all the aspects of personality, mental, vital, or social, physical, are identified for each student so that a program to fulfill his needs is designated for each one. At the eighth standard, the students write an open examination conducted by the government of Tamil Nadu in order to join the mainstream schools at ninth standard. Now, a support group from the Oroville community is crucial. Such a group would guide and help in realizing the educational potential of the 100 students who range in age from 3 to 14. Any community member who is ready and willing to come forward for Isayambalam School may contact isayambalamschool@oroville.org.in or call 262-2793 or call directly to the coordinator, Subhash, at 948-622-2047 for details and further information. A survey of all the Oroville public and residential assets has been ongoing for the past few months. It was launched last May. The working committee is coordinating this work. A survey team is working to complete this task, comprised of Anand, Kumaran, and Bubalan. It's been 10 years since a survey was properly conducted, so this new database will help streamline many areas of community asset management, such as usage, stewardship, taxes, maintenance of buildings, and growth of communities. Cooperation is requested from all residents to extend a cordial support so that this survey can get completed in a timely manner. Hear ye, as everyone is cordially invited to a potluck celebration of the American holiday, Thanksgiving, which falls this year on Thursday, November 25th. It will be held at the American Pavilion beginning at 6 p.m. Because it's as yet unknown what will be the response from the community for this event, it's asked that those interested respond way ahead of time if you're coming and, if possible, what you'll bring. The celebration is open to all who would like to participate in this potluck. It's a sharing of gratitude for all blessings. This symbolic meal is a traditional event in USA when extended families and friends join together to give their thanks, and usually a huge number of turkeys are sacrificed to become the entree of the meal for this feast. But here, the fare will be vegetarian. Bring your favorite food to share. Please send all reservations and inquiries to begrateful@oroville.org.in. That's lowercase BGR8FUL. begrateful@oroville.org.in on behalf of the U.S. Pavilion Group. When one is sure of the truth, or even when one believes the thing one pursues to be the only possible solution, one does not stipulate for an immediate success. One travels toward the light, taking as well worthwhile the facing of every risk of the adventure. That's from Sri Aurobindo. You've been listening to Oroville News On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Andrea, Miriam, and Yahlom. Comments and questions may be directed to OroVilleRadio.org. Thanks for listening.